ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Thief of Time, written by Terry Pratchett, read by Stephen Briggs. According to the first scroll of When the Eternally Surprised, When stepped out of the cave where he had received enlightenment and into the dawning light of the first day of the rest of his life. He stared at the rising sun for some time, because he had never seen it before. He prodded with a sandal the dozing form of Clodpool the apprentice, and said, "I have seen. Now I understand." Then he stopped and looked at the thing next to Clodpool. "What is that amazing thing?" he said.
It's a tree, master," said Clodpool, still not quite awake. "Remember it was there yesterday?"
"There was no yesterday."
I think there was, master," said Clodpool, struggling to his feet. "Remember, we came up here and I cooked a meal and had the rind off your sklang because you didn't want it."
"I remember yesterday," said Wen thoughtfully, "but the memory is in my head now. Was yesterday real, or is it only the memory that is real? Truly, yesterday I was not born." Clodpool's face became a mask of agonized incomprehension. "Dear, stupid Clodpool, I have learned everything," said Wen. "In the cup of the hand there is no past, no future. There is only now. There is no time but the present. We have a great deal to do." Clodpool hesitated. There was something new about his master. There was a glow in his eyes, and when he moved, there were strange silvery blue lights in the air, like reflections from liquid mirrors. "She has told me everything," Wen went on. "I know that time was made for men, not the other way round. I have learned how to shape it and bend it. I know how to make a moment last forever, because it already has. And I can teach these skills even to you, Clodpool. I have heard the heartbeat of the universe. I know the answers to many questions. Ask me." The apprentice gave him a bleary look. It was too early in the morning for it to be early in the morning. That was the only thing that he currently knew for sure.
What does Master want for breakfast?" he said.
When looked down from their camp and across the snowfields and purple mountains to the golden daylight creating the world, and mused upon certain aspects of humanity. "Ah," he said, "one of the difficult ones." For something to exist, it has to be observed. For something to exist, it has to have a position in time and space. And this explains why 9/10 of the mass of the universe is unaccounted for. 9/10 of the universe is the knowledge of the position and direction of everything in the other tenth. Every atom has its biography, every star its file, every chemical exchange its equivalent of the inspector with a clipboard. It is unaccounted for because it is doing the accounting for the rest of it, and you cannot see the back of your own head, except in very small universes.